Check your political correctness at the door. It's time for the Kate Daly Show. Breaking news. Biden reported that when his eyes are closed, he can't see. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
Let me know when I'm supposed to stop here. But
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United States. If anybody who would run.
You don't get far unless you ask. My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically.
I've spent more time in Bethel AME Church in Wilmington, Delaware than I have than most people I know, black or white, have spent in that church. Because that's why I started the civil. No, I'm serious. I started the civil rights movement.
I started this whole thing back in '87 with climate change.
The president has been using a fake White House set for some of his speeches. Why is he doing that?
So he can read the prompter without people seeing the prompter.
I get up in the morning, look at Jill, and say, "Where the hell are we?"
At White House Senior Living, our residents feel right at home. Our vibrant facility offers delightful activities and outings, round-the-clock professional care, and exquisite house-made meals.
Well, I've been eating everything that's put in front of me, but I've been eating all Italian food, basically.
And ice cream.
And ice cream, chocolate chip ice cream.
White House Senior Living, where residents feel like presidents.
Do I love that roll into the show?
I feel guilty laughing.
I know, it's sad.
It's so pathetic.
All right. And I don't mean to be weird, but it doesn't look like the same person. It just doesn't. Completely different features. I'm sorry, it's just, I can't not say that. I can't not say that because I'm looking at two completely different looking people. The King Fraud-a-Lot we have in office, and then the one that was in politics, both disgraces, both horrific, but two different people. I can't not say that. I know it bothers people if I say that.
You know, mentally, your brain wants to tell you, though, aging can do that.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I know. And plastic surgery. Because yeah, 80, everyone's going in for plastic surgery.
Yeah.
That alters every single part of their face. And I mean every part, even their eye color. So, yeah, okay. I just can't stand there and agree that it's the same person. And I don't care if that bothers anybody out there. I have to say it because I can't believe people aren't saying it more. Sorry, but.
There are, you know.
Everything's different.
There are a lot of people saying it, though.
I know,
that when,
I know.
When I look at these photographs, it's obvious these are not the same people. Why?
People
why
are shamed if they say it.
Yeah.
I've been shamed. Yeah, I know.
But what do the people who go along with it really, truly think of themselves and their families if they're willing to go along
you know
with
what?
This?
You know what? We were just talking about the spending bill. It's the same people that go, well, they had to pass it. they had to avert another shutdown for the 20th year in a row. And you know what? We had to have money for the military, so therefore the omnibus bills are okay. And they had to pass the omnibus bills because they had to have money for the military. I'm sorry, do you think we would ever go without money for the military? It's the biggest lie told. Besides climate gobbledygook, it's the biggest lie we're told.
The shutdown that they talk about is not the military. The military has funding. They can't just shut off.
Nope.
But here's the thing. I sat down and I actually said $1.2 trillion to prevent an emergency shutdown. Mm. And I'm thinking, what is it that the government does that even if it's shut down for a week would be devastating? Nothing. There's nothing they do that would be an issue if it was shut down. Nothing.
No one's willing to stand on character and say no and change the omnibus bills. This is how you know that we aren't going to get a change through Congress and the Senate. This is how you know they're all bought. I'm sorry, but when was the last time even your favorite person in the Congress or Senate, like the last one or two that you think is still in there, when was the last time they represented a bill that said the end of omnibus bills? All the pork, everything in one bill. When was the last time you saw that? Because a true patriot would know that the source of our problem, right, a big problem, not all the problems, but a big problem in Congress was this problem. And they stick everything in the bill so that everything gets through. It's so amazing to me. So it's the same people, Uncle Milty, that stand there and go, well, it was necessary because my congressperson said that they had to vote for it. Otherwise, our military wouldn't get a dime. It's the same people.
And not only that, but they bring up the military. But here's what actually gets funded from this bill for the military. Mm-hmm. The Department of Defense Military Construction and Family Housing Activities. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with soldiers, mm-mm, weapons, defense.
More the perk side of the
family housing activities and military construction is what's getting funded.
Yeah, they'll never, ever let anything touch the actual military. So no. It's a joke. It's a lie. And we have congressmen and women, in our case, without character enough to talk about this, investigate it, look at it. And what they do is they read verbatim from the party website. This is why we go after both sides of the aisle, frankly. They read from, as in my own congressman did this too, read from the party website. Couldn't even do their own thinking. So amazing to me.
This was my favorite thing of the list of things that got funded with this bill. The science agencies. The science agencies.
Do you want to hear what my favorite new meme is? This is my favorite new meme. It's a picture of a clown, and it says, when you finally realize that the science you trusted was actually eugenics. that's so great. More money for science. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Said no one ever. Let's take a phone call, shall we? Hi,
sure.
Caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Dana from Boston.
Hi, Dana. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
So I just wanted to chime in. The congressmen are all owned. Mm-hmm. And the way you know they're all owned is there's obvious high treason, and none of them are saying it. And it's going on for a very long time.
You're right.
And it's high treason.
Yes, it is.
And you're starting to hear it. You're starting to hear it on the talk shows and out there. I've been saying it for 5 years. And it's just starting to permeate into the culture. But the congressmen know it.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that should act on it.
I'm with you. Thank you for the call. I actually had, when I outed this with the last congressperson that we had, that last congressperson called me from D.C. and said, personally, and said, I thought we were friends. And I said, we're not friends. I'm truthful media. We're not friends. Because the other kind of media would go along with what you were doing, and I won't. And what you're signing and trying to scapegoat every single year is the omnibus bill, and you should be against the bill altogether and stand on principle, but you refuse to. And I got this call, and it was very interesting, kind of threatening call, very strange call, yeah, from a congressman, or my own congressman. It was really strange. I'll tell you, if all you have to do is go back to 1913 when the Federal Reserve was born, Congressman Charles Lindbergh, Charles August Lindbergh said, when the president signs this bill, the invisible government by the monetary power will be legalized. The greatest crime of the ages is perpetrated by this banking and currency bill. The day of reckoning is only a few years removed. He was talking about the start of it just being completely co-opted. Now, up to then, it had been co-opted, but completely taken over. And a while after that, we started getting the pork omnibus bills all smushed into one and designed to say, well, if you want this, you got to have all the bad stuff. And I'm sorry, no one with character can stand up and say, this isn't okay. Why is that?
Yeah. Let's do without all of it.
Mm. It's really, really interesting to me how they do it. The scam of convincing you that it has to be done. And of course, affordable housing now only exists within the government sphere.
Yeah.
Regular housing, not affordable. Only affordable housing is now produced by your government as they have pushed communism on us and socialism throughout the 100 years.
One of my favorites is when a senator or a representative says, well, I know it's not really good, but it was good for my state.
I don't even know what to say to that. Oh, my gosh. No character. No character. Try to find some character in Washington. You won't. You'll find favors, bribes. You'll find personal enrichment. You'll find a pat on the head from the party. You'll find a lot of people. And really, it comes down to us. We are the problem because we will not demand more. When our congressman said these things, at first was booed, then was cheered.
Yeah.
And our congresswoman said about the military spending, well, we got to have the, you want to fund your military, right?
Yeah.
Not even realizing what the money's really for in this omnibus.
Because
bill.
It isn't funding the military. It's funding housing.
Housing, your mental health that will be turned into you don't like guns or what the government's doing. You are a victim of mental health problem. You are now a problem to the swamp. All kinds of little interesting things. Lower child care costs. Government has no role in that. To protect workers' rights. Government doesn't really have a role in that. Everyone realizes that, right? Invest in students in every age of their education. No, parents should be doing that. Government doesn't have a role in that. Keep our country safe and support our service members and military families. Uh-huh. Build upon our historic economic recovery. Build back better? I'm sorry, does it look better to you? You want to put more money into that?
The bill says this. In writing, in the bill, it says, the departments, agencies, and activities funded in the bill include... Mm-hmm. And then the entire list is just agencies.
Yep. And, by the way, combat the flow of fentanyl, which means more fentanyl. Every time we do a war on something, we get more of it.
Yep.
More fentanyl is what that means. Not controlling or combating it in any way.
There you go.
Such liars. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hey, guys. If you love this show... please follow this advice. Go text Birch 989898 and text my name, Kate. You're going to get some free information. It's super important. At least look it over. And I would not be telling you this if I didn't honestly believe this would help you. Okay. They're going to help you with gold-backed security in the money you have out there. Okay. And also, should you unload your money? What should you do? And depending on your age, there's different things. So please go do that. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. Okay. If you text Birch 989898 and you text my name Kate, you'll get some free information that I think you really ought to have. And peruse that. And if you make the decision to get your IRAs and your savings and everything backed by gold, which I would say to do, it's free to do it. Can't get better than that. Birch Gold is amazing. Over 20 years history of 5-star ratings. Ron Paul loves them. I love Birch Gold. Text them 989898 and text my name Kate. You'll love them too. They're just fantastic to work with. And buy gold and silver from them. You'll love it. You'll love the experience because it's so streamlined and quick and amazing. Okay, so here I have to tell you guys, this is so funny. When you Google omnibus bills, okay, this is the kind of crap that the government wants to control completely the entire internet. And one of the reasons is because they give you stuff like this. Why do party leaders prefer omnibus bills? As if it's just this amazing thing. You're not going to believe the answer. Omnibus bills help party leaders meet their goals. I'm sorry, what goals? Because they are multidimensional, must-pass bills that members are reluctant to oppose. Gee, I wonder why. They are particularly useful in the Senate, where they provide an effective counter to an ever-present threat of a filibuster. Oh, we're those, so grateful for this.
Yes, I hate those filibusters.
My gosh. Pretty amazing, right? And also, what advantages do omnibus appropriation bills provide? It makes significant investments in communities. Should they be investing in communities? Should that be a product of a different animal other than omnibus bills? This is the kind of garbage that is thrown at us. This is the garbage. And honestly, if I have to say this, because yes, I have a, it's astounding. My congressman that they, congresswoman that they appointed, Malloy, in my own state, and you might have this problem too, no matter where you're listening to the show from, I find pretty abhorrent because of the stances, the lack of character, and the things that have been happening in office. And they wanted to install that person. That's why my congressman left early and they installed her. Okay. She was the attorney to my congressman, so in the club. And what's so crazy is they'll stand there and give you an omnibus bill and say, I had to do this and I didn't like this, but I had to do it to get the whole thing passed. We do the same thing in voting. I'm going to vote for this person, even though I don't want to, even though I don't like what I see. Why? Because I have to get the greater good passed so that we win said House, said Senate, whatever the win is. Mm-hmm. We don't do anything with the win, but we do the same thing that these people are doing. They give us this excuse that they have to pass. They can't stand on principle. They have to pass the omnibus bill. Coerced into doing it to get what they want. No one stands up to it. We do the same thing. We do the same thing in voting.
The lesser of two evils.
Yep. Oh, well, I had to because I had to get the party win. But did you? Did you have to get the party to win? Most people are realizing now with the border problem that there is no win. The win doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't mean anything at all, actually. It's all bread and circuses for us.
The main purpose of continuing resolutions is to continue to make the actual budget meaningless.
Yep. Yep.
Because if you can pass an appropriations bill anytime you want, why bother to do a budget?
Yeah. I was also looking, I don't know if all of you across the country remember Senator Hatch, who passed away. I had an interesting interview where he was crinkling up paper and trying to make it look like something was interfering on the phone because we were asking him about 2012, really the incarceration without any sort of legality, without following the law of American citizens, detaining American citizens without any due process. And he goes, well, just because it's written, Kate, doesn't mean that we're going to do anything. Uh-huh. Sure. January 6th. Sure. Okay. All liars, right? And we outed him as a liar a long time ago. His son's running for office in my state because they are given like, oh, you should run for office because you are the son of, you know, you're the in relation to the whatever, that just like Romney's son wants to run.
They used to. There was a time in history where it's they horrible. Called those. Dynasties.
Uh-huh. You think? Oh, my gosh. And the ad for this person was, they won't. They'll stand up to party. Really? Because you're getting your money from the party. You're going to stand up to them? Mm-hmm. Interesting. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
be back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show with Uncle Melty and Kate. How are you guys? Lot to cover, I know. Oh my gosh, we haven't even gotten to dengue fever. Sorry.
I had it last week.
The wheel of fear. Dengue fever. Could it be because we have manipulated mosquitoes? Oh my gosh, I swear. So just the omnibus bill, 2009, $410 billion. And I remember a couple years later, when I started on the radio, it was like 408 or 600 and something billion. And I remember thinking this is just insanity that they were getting into these numbers. But the spending bill been an issue, and we don't have the kind of character in Congress to do anything about it, which is really quite sad. And it started long ago, Appropriations Acts.
Yeah.
130 years ago, yeah.
And a lot of people were against it.
Yeah.
Why did it go on?
Yes. In fact, there was a senator, Senator Dirksen, who died in 69, and he said, he's credited with saying, a billion here, a billion there, and pretty soon you're talking real money. Gee, I wonder why he said that. Real money for who? Goes in a lot of places. The other thing that I was sort of, I know a lot of people are kind of wondering about this too. The Trump trials, the $175 million that he has to come up with. My thoughts on this, right out of the gate, it's so manipulated because I feel like there is a portion, it's getting people to invest money back into the party system again, I feel like. And the other thing is somebody was asking me, a friend of mine that I've known since I was little, and was pretty sharp guy, was asking me, he goes, are we all getting played here with this? This is a really strange occurrence that this back and forth ping pong thing of now he owes this much, now it's this much in 10 days, now it's this much, and you've never seen amounts this high on anything like this. And by the way, he has business partners. Not just him, business partners.
Of course.
So they something definitely not adding up here.
They can't touch Trump Tower until they settle all of the ownership issues within the group. So they can't. All this talk about them taking Trump Tower is nonsense.
Yes, yes. And of course, then you have the media that loves to game the lies. Like he's talking about the fact he is Christ. That actually wasn't taking place. And I don't like this kind of smear lie. I think this kind of smear lie does so much damage credibility to the media out there because AP and Reuters will come out with this kind of junk. But basically, he was talking about Easter week and saying that he felt persecuted. But of course, the media comes out with, I am Christ in big red ink, which is not accurate of actually what was being said and in context of what was being said. So there's that portion of it. And then we have the ping pong lawsuits back and forth with incredible amounts of money that far reach any amounts of money ever for things that weren't criminal, aren't criminal, aren't even really pursued in a civil trial like this. Ridiculous craziness. What's your take on this? I was just curious.
I don't know. I don't know anymore. I really don't. It's like
there was no civil fraud, but we have a civil fraud case with already an outcome of money that has to be paid.
All it really says is we no longer have a Justice Department. We no longer are a nation under the rule of law. We're under the rule of tyrants.
That you can get judges to do anything. You can get prosecutors to do anything.
Anything.
You can get any kind of fakery you want to get. You can.
So the other idiot down in Georgia wants to restart his case since obviously this one was won in New York.
Mm-hmm. And then post having to post $175 million in cash bonds or security in the next 10 days. I feel like we are being gamed a bit, a lot. I want to get your 2 cents. If you're listening to us live, 888-673-1450.
The real problem, I think, is that people in general, people do not understand how much money we're talking about. Mm-hmm. To get to $1 billion, you can spend $1,800 a minute for a year.
Yeah.
And it's only $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to even spend that much money.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, liable for $454 million for what? What did he actually do? Okay. Yeah, we're being gamed. This is getting ridiculous. And it's the ping pong back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
You know, if they actually could take Trump Tower tomorrow, it would be interesting what it would become valued at once the state of New York owns it. Because they said it was way overvalued. That was the problem, right?
Right, right.
I guarantee you they're going to sell it for the way overvalued price.
My gosh. Oh, heavens. So there's that. And it will keep ping-ponging. And there's going to be no change to any of that.
No. It'll never end.
It's the headline grabber. So you don't look at the looting of the country.
Here's another one today. They said that Green was on. Representative Green. She says, we're finding out that this goes much deeper than we ever thought. So we're going to open more and more investigations into the Biden extended family until we get to the bottom of all of this corruption. And I'm thinking to myself, have we ever heard that before? And when did we get to the end of the bottom of the corruption? Why don't you just convict Hunter first and then worry about the rest of the country?
I really could care less about Hunter.
The
media wants you to care about Hunter every 5 seconds for the last 3 years. That's all we're supposed to care about is Hunter. Who cares? I could care less.
And there's nothing there. I mean, the corruption is throughout everything.
Yep.
It's not just the Biden family.
Not at all. And I know. And then they're it's just a face to something that we want punished, but it's we all know they're corrupt.
Yeah.
That's not.
And they're never going to be punished.
Both sides. And here we have all kinds of money being put into Health and Human Services. We have the digital IDs for travel coming next year. We have, so do your traveling now. We have all kinds of things on the horizon. I mean, come on, right? Hi, caller. You got 30 seconds. Go for it.
Hey, Kate, isn't there something, could you guys discuss about in the Constitution, isn't there something that says that you can remove the whole Congress?
Let me take a look at that on the break in my notes. Thank you for that. So let me take a little gander at that. I'm not sure right off the top of my head. I'll have to take a look. Great question. We have so much, you guys, going on. Other than Hunter Biden, the Biden family, we've got the omnibus bill that no one is going to say anything about. And good, honest people out there are going to say we had to pass it. No one's going to question the ping pong lawsuits that are, I can't even believe the amounts of money attached to these lawsuits that have no merit, nothing in that. It's very weird. I'm sorry. It's as weird as the picture of Biden today versus the picture of Biden in 2016. Be right back.
There you go.
Thanks, you guys. Hey, everybody, I want you to know what's going on that's new over at ActivateFIQ.com. ActivateFIQ.com. This is the supplement company where the things that they produce actually absorb into your body. And I love that. And that's why I talk about this company. Don't buy over-the-counter junk. ActivateFIQ.com and put in the code Kate. They have a new magnesium IQ. They've also got a copper IQ cream. This is now available. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get mine, actually. So I wanted to tell you about this because this restores nerve connections, heals wounds, enhances collagen, all kinds of things. It's an awesome product, copper IQ cream. They also have a new histamine, which is all natural, a gut IQ that's rich in minerals, nutrients that kickstart your immune system. Gut, you know, we always talk about gut health on the show too. When we have certain scientists or certain doctors on, this is incredible. Anti-inflammatory turmeric, this gut IQ has in it. It's amazing. And they also have a new bone broth. A bone broth product that you can take. Instead of drinking bone broth, they actually have a new supplement. There are so many neat things going on. I've had Morley Robbins on the show many times, and everyone loves him when he comes on. Cure Your Fatigue is what he wrote, and he is behind ActivateFIQ.com, and I'm telling you, their newest products, the sleep one is amazing too. Get your sleep and don't get zonked out the next day, right? But you're going to get some savings when you put in the code Kate. Go to ActivateFIQ.com and take some supplements that are actually going to work in your body and absorb, that are worth the money, right? It's worth the money.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to be with you today on a Monday. I've got Uncle Milty here. Pest is out, and will join us next week. And Dr. Lee Merritt on this Friday coming up. Also, ActivateFIQ.com, get their glucose control. It's amazing. You take it before you eat, and it controls your blood sugar, and I found it to be amazing. And also, their sleep one is really good. If you're looking for a good sleep product that kind of helps you in about 20 minutes to fall asleep, but not get groggy or anything, not for the next day, that's it, the sleep product, okay? They have a new one, and also their new copper cream. Love that. ActivateFIQ.com, the absorption into the body is what is just stellar about this company. ActivateFIQ.com, code word is Kate. I like absorption. I like to get my money out of my supplements. So in answer to that question, it says that federal civil officers, which are the civilian force of the government, hired by the government, and the president can be impeached, but Congress members cannot be impeached like that, like as far as getting rid of the whole Congress. But you can in your state. You can get rid of, you know, impeach people in your state, too. So, yeah, there's that.
Everybody's searching for a way to solve, not everybody, but the people that want to solve the problem are searching for a way to do it.
Right.
Unfortunately, there's no easy way to do it.
Yeah. You can remove the president, vice president, and all federal civil officers for treason, bribery, other high crimes,
right,
and misdemeanors.
And then you still have your city council.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're in trouble with our city councils across America, people. We're so in trouble. We're in trouble with county commissioners across America, people. Close to home, very close to home. This is who you need to keep an eye on. This is who affects you the most.
This is how the Soviet Union was held together.
Mm-hmm.
The little local governments were the enforcers.
I know. And it's a terrible tragedy because of all the people I know, they scare me the most.
Yeah.
Biden, King Fraud a lot. No, my county commissioners and city council members and mayors scare me way more than King Fraud a lot sitting perched on his hill in his fake White House weird room so he can read a teleprompter. Okay, that serves me less than the people close to home. And I've just seen too much, that it's very scary.
Yeah, it's called trickle-down tyranny.
Yeah, trickle-down tyranny. I love it. Another thing on the Kate Middleton thing, it was a thought I had in the beginning of the Kate Middleton story. Before she came out and said she had cancer, the one of the first thoughts that came to mind, and I thought, well, man, there's just the fact that we hadn't seen her for 3 months was cause, and that would be cause to go, where did she go? You know, that's very odd. But I had this little feeling when I was first reading that story, and I still feel that way even stronger now, that it was a red herring, that it was meant in some ways to show that people are crazy and conspiracies are crazy. And look how many people were questioning that and going to town on conspiracies. The photo that they put out, the one that they said was doctored, and it had a really weird message from her on social media about it, that she was playing with Photoshop, was the fact that I didn't see the huge Photoshop quality in that. Everybody was talking it up and talking, and the AP were stripped it out and then said, oh my gosh, it was Photoshopped. I never really saw the Photoshop qualities that stood out so much. And when I saw that, my very first thought was, is this a red herring? Is this something that we're chasing, a piece, a clue? A red herring is a piece of misleading information. Yeah. And I kept thinking about that, and I'm wondering how many more of those are going to be in the press. And I do think that you need the qualities of being a very good person right now in order to receive spiritual witnesses to what stories are true and what stories aren't. Because I wish I would have listened to that little feeling more. You know I do. Mostly I always do. But in that case, I didn't. I gave way to, well, you haven't seen her in 3 months, so that is quite odd. She had canceled everything, and that was strange, and nobody had heard from her, and I didn't know why she hadn't gone onto social media. The only reason I'm saying this, because Kate Middleton is kind of like Biden to me. It's like, who cares? I could care less about Kate Middleton, okay, or the royal family, because heaven knows that they prop themselves up as the royal family and give themselves these accolades and do all of this, and nobody can figure out why, except that there's a lot of dark undertones to the royal family. The reason I'm saying it is because if I felt that way, I just think we're going to get more of that, don't you? More sure. Red herrings put in the press. It's kind of like the alien stories. It's red herrings, pieces and clues of misleading information to make people look insane. Because if you looked at the omnibus bill, they are preparing so much money for mental health. And mental health, I think, is going to be targeted toward people like you and I that question anything or think something's bizarre, and we put it out there, and then you become the conspiracy theorist, which I'm not. I'm a researcher.
Conspiracy theorist is going to become a diagnosable mental illness.
No, you're exactly right. Thank you for summing that up. Yep. He's the sum up guy. He's the one sentence liner. That is exactly what it is.
It's good. Yeah.
And this is why King Fraud-A-Lot and Hormala went to town on the whole mental health program in the American bill. This is why.
And they have the facilities ready to lock us up.
Yep. I think things like this are at 100% put out they have to build a stronger case. Now, you never hear the media saying the extreme left. When was the last time you heard the media describe anyone as the extreme left? It's only the extreme right. And that's going to get 10 times worse for us. Because as we point out the obvious, Candace Owens pointed out the obvious thing that people in France know, that Mrs. Macron is a man by birth. She is the brother in the pictures, the family pictures. Okay. The brother they can't produce, the brother that doesn't exist anymore. Okay. She pointed that out, staked her career on it, and it was a bold move. And we said this, it was a bold move. She's now leaving the Daily Wire. What scares me more is that people aren't going, well, let's go look into let's go look into the Daily Wire. They're going to scrutinize Candace. Don't scrutinize Candace. She was actually bringing something up that has a lot of legs to it. Okay? They're not female legs. A lot of legs. She was bringing something up that a lot of people have speculated in France for years and years and years. And she's leaving the Daily Wire. What does that tell you about the Daily Wire? not to point out people, but I'm just saying that there, you know, you can't bring stuff up like that and we'll be even more demonized than you ever thought you would be talking about any type of conspiracy whatsoever. That's the future, and it will be diagnosable. What are we going to do to share information? What are we going to do? It's a big question to think about. How are we going to combat that? Because you got to say truth. So what are we going to do? Be faithful, be fearless. Thanks, Uncle Milty. We'll see you tomorrow with Mel Madison. We'll see you tomorrow, not be right back. We'll see you tomorrow. Tuesday show. Thanks, you guys. Go to katedalyradio.com. Their prices are actually amazing. So there you go. Activatefiq.com.